Radio 5 Live.
I disagree with you there, you see.
Wait for the question. That even when you were doing something like that, which obviously has a nationwide audience,
mm-hmm.
and has the BBC, as it were, behind it, and the BBC obviously has certain standards to uphold
and all
the rest, but for perfectly good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on a programme like that, behaving in what many people regarded then, still do, as an irresponsible way. Are you saying that it never occurred to you that perhaps you were going too far?
No.
Or it was the rest of them that had to come into step with you?
All right, so if you depend on the show I was actually fired for...
Let's just remind listeners what that was all about.
Well, ostensibly, and again in capital letters, it's because it's become, anyway, the idea that it was a Chelsea-Leicester game, which it sounds so dopey talking about it after the event, but sports shouldn't be like, you can't talk about football dispassionately. It is this big passionate thing. You can't put a lid on it, and you can't be fair. I never wanted to do that. It should be always, as say, a broadside, never a forum. And I just thought the referee had incited crowd violence. I thought he had incited it, and I just thought it's gone too far. With the backing of the BBC by their coverage, they'd gone too far.
Yeah, but then went too far by inciting the audience.
I said if I had his address, I would give it out, and if people went and... What I said, I'm not... hopefully, I'm not an idiot. And I know I had to pick my way through. I know what good radio is, and I thought, this is great. This is really good. Believe me, it sounds awfully phony, but I knew it was really good radio. The lines were going crazy for and against that. And this wasn't a groundswell. It doesn't need a groundswell to get you out. But the lines were going, I thought, this is great radio. And what I said was, and you can play it back in as rough language you like, but what I'm saying is, because I know what is legally, I remember there was nothing, I didn't libel, I didn't incite anything, but what I said was, if a crowd gathered outside his house tonight, you would have only yourself to blame, Mr. Reed, because I believe these people have taken days off and we've gone past the year. Football is too big and too dangerous now to have one individual, an erstwhile van driver from Yarmouth, to deal with those emotions. And if... people turned up your house and began stoning it, I would have to say, you've brought that on yourself.
Well, that's
now.
Going very close, isn't it, to encouraging people, or at
no,
least inciting
because
people
only,
to do
if anyone had, I've had people say, you told them to go around. Nobody would. You have to know football sports. You've got to trust football sports. They don't do that. They don't do that. Now, you can say, oh, football sports have done this, but football sports don't. They don't listen to the radio and say, quick, it's not Frankenstein. They're not going to light torches and all behind Dan around the referee's house. It wasn't. Also, as director, I didn't say, let's go and stone the referees. It fits a headline to say that's what was happening. But anyone who's heard the shows and knows where I am, that was a perfectly legitimate view, which I'll stand by.
But
I would do that again. If I'm ever given an opportunity, I would do that kind of radio again. That's great. To me, that's great radio.